America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For board comments tonight, we do have the Upward Bound representatives actually are going to present to us in November. So we're going to jump down to elementary data presentation by Mr. Trowbridge. Just so you want our heads out of the way.
Very good.
Well, thank you for coming, and I just want to say a lot of our data does go through our testing, but we are working across the school to increase our ELA and our math. So just because it says 3 through 5 doesn't mean that we're not working as one team all the way from pre-K up. And I think you'll find that our data is heading in the right direction. You have, when I say you, I'm talking to the board members in the community. The faculty there in the elementary building is second to none. Every time I sit on an interview committee when we're looking to hire someone, I tell them that I put my teachers up against anywhere. And I say that with complete honesty. And these teachers are so vested. And I think I've probably lost a few people that I've interviewed because I may have scared them about the expectations. A lot of your teachers live in the community and just take such pride in what they do. They take these kids' future to heart, and they're second to none. I'm very proud of every single one of them. I appreciate what they do, and I hope you are as well. So to start, this is a representation of our math scores from 2013 to 2017. The blue on the right-hand side is the oldest data as we work forward. And our goal, and this is what we are trying to accomplish in the ones, is to get less and less ones every time while we try to increase our threes, our twos, our threes, and our fours. And I think you'll see this bump here will happen in a lot of schools because that's when they changed the test on us. They kind of changed it on the fly and made it a little difficult for us. But so this is showing, and this is math, and I'll be honest, the first year I was here, I sat and watched. And again, teachers were working extremely hard, the students were working extremely hard. And then year two, we started to implement just some curricular changes. Really, we focused on ELA. And so this year is the year that we're starting to change some things in the mathematics. So you'll see some changes in our ELA heading in the right direction. Hopefully next year when I show you this, we'll continue to decrease our level ones and increase our two, threes, and fours. And one of the things that we hear a lot when we go to our conferences is, if you're really smart, you're going to want to focus on how do you get your ones to your twos to your threes, and your fours will take care of themselves. Because it's pretty difficult. That four is such a small margin that our bang for our buck is better to try to increase our ones to twos and twos to threes. And that's exactly what this says. Okay, our program is shifting to try to move our level ones to twos, twos to threes. And then curriculum, what we tried to do this year is just create a consistent program for our ELA and our math. And what we're doing is we're doing CKLA, K-5, for ELA, and for math, we're doing the math modules. So now we're all talking the same language, which I think is huge for our kids. Okay. And this is our ELA scores. And again, same setup, but if you look, here's our ones decreasing. Awesome. And again, we're trying to get our threes and our twos up, and we have that bump going a little bit. So I think we're in the right direction. We spent countless hours with BOCES going through our test data review. And they basically said, for your ELA, keep on keeping on. You're on the right track. Don't change things up. If you could focus on one thing, it would be the constructed response questions, which I'll talk about in a minute.
And then as far as the math goes, we also came up with another goal as well. And again, ELA, and across the board, we need to improve on our constructive response questions. And what that is the students will read a 2 or 3 page article and have to answer questions that each take 2 or 3 details. It's very text driven. They have to be able to go back into the articles and find the text they're looking for. And quite honestly, I think what we're finding is our kids lack the stamina. This is day 2 and day 3 after our, you know, third graders already been in a seat for 2 hours, and now they're trying to push themselves to go back into that data and look. But that's what our goal is going to be for ELA this year, is to work on constructive response questions. So what are we going to do? First of all, we're doing curriculum mapping through Rubicon Atlas, which is going to help us line our curriculum across the grade levels and up and down vertically. So in other words, third grade is going to know what fourth grade is doing, fourth grade is going to know what fifth, and so on. And hopefully we can find those gaps. Maybe we're missing something. And obviously the way those scores came out, the constructed response is something we're going to work on. And as far as the math goes, we found fractions. We need to work on a fraction, but that's certainly a tangible goal, and we're working hard on it. We spent the summer working on vocabulary, and we've created a consistent vocabulary. We also created word walls for our math programs, which again, if we're all talking the same language, it's going to help the kids a tremendous amount. And I can say that one of the things we've worked very hard to do is to have a tiered system in our ELA. What that means is we test them 3 times a year. In the fall, we just finished our fall benchmarks, in the winter benchmarks, and then we'll have a spring test. And those scores come back, and we have 3 different colors, what we call reds, greens, and yellows. Our reds are the kids that are really struggling. The yellow ones are marginal. Our green, they're good to go. So what we're trying to focus on is hitting those reds in what we call a tier 3 intervention. And those are kids in groups of 3 that are working with a title reading teacher, to really improve those skills, and they're very focused. Maybe it's phonics, maybe it's fluency, maybe it's comprehension, but we're really focused on that, and I'm really proud to say that we have that system set up as good as any place you'll find anywhere. It's a matter of time that these things are really gonna start to jump. Keep in mind that this is a huge shift, and it doesn't take 1 year. It's probably a 3, 4, 5 year process by the time kids are in kindergarten, on the way up through. So I really think you're going to see some good changes down the line. And again, so our goals, increase the number of students who move from level 1s to 2s, 2s to 3s. And we want to eventually reduce the number of students in those title services. And those students that are reds and yellows, we monitor them weekly. So every week, they take a short test, and I say that like a minute long, and we see if they're making progress. And if they're not, then we readjust. Okay. And then again, we want to refine our practices to build consistency. And that curriculum mapping is going to help us cross the line. We spent quite a bit of time this summer and this fall already working with a gal named Betty Barrett through BOCES, who is helping us with our math. She is kind of in charge of regional math curriculum, and she's helping us align ourselves with other schools as well. And that's been a pretty big endeavor, without a doubt. And again, we spent an awful lot of time with BOCES going over the data, and I think we're on the right track. I really do. I think we're going to see some good progress. So to close the gap, the last 2 years, we focused on creating tiered interventions to lessen the gap of phonemic deficit. And our goal was to improve accuracy. We didn't worry so much about speed as we did our accuracy. And some of the stuff that we found out, students in grades 3 through 5 read with fewer than 3 errors 95% of the time. That's awesome. Again, accuracy was the focus. Speed was not, but the students still picked up their speed just because of their accuracy.
And teachers may not, I mean, we may not get them there right off, but our gap is getting smaller every year. They're working their tails on both teachers and kids. I'm proud of them. Again, we need to provide targeted interventions to students to decrease the gap and foundational skills to be able to move towards the typical expected gains on New York State Next Gen learning standards. These activities occurred in our classrooms beginning with full-wide implementation last year. These target interventions should provide our students with more of a solid foundations of skills and competency to progress on the New York State assessments in the future. We will continue to implement these interventions and review the data to ensure our students making gains and close gaps. And just lastly, I'd like you to look at this chart. So you have ELA 2016, ELA 2017. If you look at 16, and you run these numbers, we're down. But we look at 2017, okay? We go from 25% to 31%, and that's the kids that are scoring in the competent range. We gained 6% there. Not only did we, now we're in front of Warrensburg, we're in front of Ticonderoga, Long Lake, Hudson Falls. We're still behind Granville, we're working on them next. We're in front of Fort Edward. Fort Ann's a little ways away, but I wanted to show you that. We're in front of Corinth, we're in front of Abe Wayne. That's huge in 1 year. Think about the schools that we jumped in front of. So I'm really proud. And then again, you know, we focused here on ELA, and this is the year that we're gonna focus on our math and get that rolling. And again, we still made a big jump, 7%, that's pretty good. I don't think you'll see too many schools that jumped in both ELA and math as much as we did. Here and there maybe, but so we went 6 on the ELA, 7% on the math, right? Warrensburg, you're talking about 1%, 3%, you know, 2%. That's awesome in 1 year. So I'm really excited. I think we're heading in the right direction. I think one of the other things we're trying to do is tie in our community a little bit. We had a grandparents kindergarten breakfast last week, and we talked to the grandparents about throwing the kids up on your laps and reading to them, and that's only going to help. We have a math and movement night where the community is going to be invited later on in the year, and if we can get them to buy in too, I think that's just going to be the next piece that we need to add. But again, if you get a chance, you know, congratulate the kids, congratulate the teachers. They're busting their tail ends. They spend their prep meeting with our curriculum coordinator. Judy Gould done a fantastic job heading this in the right direction too. They give up a lot of their preps to sit with her and go over this data. And it's hard work. It really is. I mean, you're testing, you're looking at the data, and then you sit down, you're trying to figure out what these groups are. It's not easy, but it's a lot of work. They take pride in it, and they've done a fantastic job. So I'm proud of them, and I think you should be too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board member comments while we move on?
Yeah, just a couple quick announcements for everybody, just updates. We just had recently a fundraiser for the girls softball team. Yelts sponsored that a couple weeks ago. It was a big success. Put on your calendars Thursday, November 16th, we're doing a fundraiser for the boys varsity baseball team. They'll be down the Yelts. We have spaghetti dinner, basket party, raffle, all that kind of stuff. And last but not least, we're trying to squeeze in one for the winter cheerleaders to help them out. And we're trying to get that in, squeezed in somewhere between now and probably the first part of December. And lastly, Mrs. Hollister asked me to let the board members know that if we would like to join the PTA this year, which obviously is a great cause, $6? Okay.
Yeah. We have two members that are sitting up there right now, just saying.
Okay.
That's her very kind way of saying, pony up, folks.
She would not like you to, she wants you to.
Can we do that at the close of the meeting, or?
You can, and the membership forms, if you don't tonight, will be in your next board meeting packet.
Okay, very good, thank you. Anyone else have anything?
Yes, on behalf of the food pantry, I'd like to thank the school district for donating the $800 for the admission fees. You have no idea how much that helps us. I don't have to tell you that we have needy kids in this community, and they have a tough time making ends meet, so thank you very much.
That's great, thank you. Superintendent comments?
On that note, we received a very nice card from the food pantry for the donation, so thank you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't echo what Mr. Trowbridge said. The elementary faculty and staff is working exceptionally hard. Some of the most salient slides that were up there were the graphical illustrations of the performance levels. And you know what you saw up there was diminishing ones with some increasing twos, increasing threes and fours, showing that we're on the right trajectory as a district. The processes that have been put in place at the elementary school with response to intervention with CKLA and with the math modules is certainly going to pay long-term dividends for our students. I thank Mr. Trowbridge and certainly the faculty and staff that have worked exceptionally hard to do anything that's been asked of them instructionally for the kids. And the work that you're doing as a professional group here in the district does not go unnoticed. I most sincerely appreciate it, and I'm certain that the community does as well. So thank you. It's very good to see that level of performance changing, and the attitudes and the work ethic that exists is outstanding. So most definitely thank you for that. We've seen some pretty cool opportunities come up for our students recently. One, all of our grade levels at the high school have had the opportunity to see the Upward Bound program, which gives our high school students the opportunity to participate in collegiate classes, both through SUNY Plattsburgh as well as through Castleton. So all of our students are having the opportunity now to hear about those programs. We're going to have Upward Bound folks here next month to talk to the Board of Education. But one of our goals administratively for the district is to continue to enhance educational, instructional opportunities for our kids, and we've done a lot of that in the past year, bringing in outside groups and organizations to work with our students and to offer our students differing alternatives for classes, coursework, and clubs. And I'd like to thank our administrative staff and faculty and staff for helping to ensure that those goals are met for our kids. Got to congratulate our golf team, Adirondack League champs yet again. And we've got Matt Redmond, who was chosen as the Section 2 Adirondack League Golfer of the Year, with McLean Keough and Shonda Ritter, also being selected as All-Stars. So a big congratulations goes out to our golfers. I'd also like to mention, it's very important, it's unfortunate that Matt's not out there, but we had a little mini Ryder Cup occur over the past few days. Had some strengths and weaknesses, both administratively as well as from our golfers, but the most important thing is that Matt beat Mr. Keller by 5 strokes.
play, so, the most important thing is that the faculty beat the students 6-3.
McLean told me that there was a lot of foot wedges on part of the faculty and staff.
If there was foot wedges, it was McLean finding his ball.
So congratulations. The football team defeated Granville handily this past Friday night, 55-12. Outstanding, gentlemen.
Amen. Where's the Granville?
And our girls' soccer team racked up 4 wins so far. Five. They won tonight, too, right? Five wins this season. Outstanding, ladies.
They get sectionals soccer game Thursday.
Going into sectionals on Thursday.
Germantown.
So in Germantown. in Germantown. That's
3 o'clock.
A nice bus ride.
It's a short bus ride.
Yeah. So enjoy that. So, you know, ladies, tough start in the beginning of the year. Last month when we talked about it, I said, you're working hard. Look at this. Now you got 5 wins. So congratulations, ladies. Great news.
And one tie.
And one tie. So it just keeps getting better. So good stuff. Since the last Board of Education meeting, we've been certainly pretty busy. We've had an elementary and a high school open house. We had great attendance at both. It's wonderful to see so many community members coming out to these events. Wonderful homecoming weekend, nice dance, nice activities, great floats, a lot of community spirit. Really good to see. Mr. Trowbridge mentioned quickly the kindergarten grandparents breakfast. What an event. We had over 90 people attend that event for kindergarten. And it was one of the greatest comments that I heard was one of the grandmothers said, this is the way I like to see my tax money spent. she was really happy to see that. She came in, she's like, you know, she thanked us. She said, you know, these are the sorts of things that folks like to see. And that's what we want. We want more community outreach. And thanks to Mr. Trowbridge for organizing, you know, that wonderful
cafeteria.
Event. And our cafeteria staff was really fantastic. You know, for the handful of parents that we've got sitting out there in the audience, 5-week marking period ended. So be looking for any notices that might be coming home that your children might try to hide. I used to do that all the time as a student. I don't encourage it, but, you know, again, 5-week period is ended. We've got a couple upcoming events. Wednesday evening will be our inaugural Quiz Bowl competition. We've got a Quiz Bowl team that is participating as one of the 30-plus schools at the Queensbury School District. It is every other Wednesday evening. Schools go head-to-head in competition on current events and trivia and history, and it's really pretty cool. If you've got the opportunity to come out some evening and catch one of those events, it's impressive what these kids know. And Mr. E2 is coaching that team this year, so that'll be exciting. In addition, Wednesday evening, we also have the National Honor Society and National English Honor Society inductions. And this Friday is a regional superintendent's conference day. All the school districts in Washington County will be working together at the Fort Ann and at the Granville districts. We've got a litany of different professional development opportunities for all the teachers, so we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a good time. So, and with that said, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Butler.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Items requiring board action. Board of staff reports. We need a motion to approve the treasurer's reports as presented. Bank and reconciliations, bills for payment, general fund, school lunch fund, and the special aid fund, budget status reports, general fund, school lunch fund, special aid fund, and the capital project fund, and then budget transfers and extra classroom report. Is there a motion to approve those?
So moved.
By Mr. Rock?
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve a tax bill correction and a refund.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve district continuation in the NYSMEC Cooperative Energy Purchasing Service for electricity. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Rock, second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the CSEA contract effective July 1, 2017 through June 30th of 2020.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments. Would anyone like me to read these separately?
No, but I've got three pending clearances. Are we guaranteed they'll be cleared before the first practices start, or?
If they are not cleared, they will not.
Be able to. Okay. Because we've been pretty cooperative. We've let a lot of that go with a lot of your recommendations. It's bad practice. I think we should start really looking at that.
Yeah, we try to get the these back as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But
now, when do the fall or the winter practice start?
The JV and varsity start the 6th of November. Modified start the week after on the 13th. The intramurals won't start until the week after Thanksgiving. For third, fourth, and fifth, sixth grade.
For anything? I was just curious. I know we had discussed it. Were there any interviews for any positions?
There were interviews for a few of the other positions, yes.
We had multiple applicants for modified girls basketball.
Were there interviews done for those? Or?
We did do interviews. Okay. We had multiple applicants for some of the intramural positions. We had multiple applicants for winter cheerleader. any position that had multiple applicants, we did interviews.
Yeah, that's we've ensured that we follow the process that was outlined for the Board of Education at the beginning of the year.
All right. Let's see. I think I'll break out the non-athletic appointments. We'll do the athletic appointments separately from the others. So, for administrative content, we need a motion to approve the following appointments. Superintendent of Schools recommends Ms. Sonia Cook, the position of ski club advisor for the 17-18 school year. Superintendent of Schools recommends the appointment of Ms. Michaela Nettle to the position of substitute teacher aide effective September 29th, 2017. Superintendent recommends to the school board the appointment of Ms. Laura Bushy to the position of substitute teacher aide effective September 25th, 2017. That's all of the non-athletic appointments. Do you have a motion for those?
So moved. Yeah.
Moved by Mr. Duncan.
Second.
She beat you. Was that Mrs. Green? Mm-hmm. Second by Mrs. Green. Any discussion on those? is the ski club advisor a paid position?
The advisor, yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's part of the clubs.
Good. Thank you. Anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of the following coaches for the winter 17-18 sports season. Mr. Robert Dykel, varsity wrestling. Mr. Kevin Gibo, modified wrestling. Mr. Keith Redmond, varsity boys basketball. Mr. Neil Molinaro, JV boys basketball. Mr. Boyd Hunt, modified boys basketball. Ms. Kathy Petorti, varsity girls basketball. Mr. Ron Rouget, JV girls basketball. Mr. Travis St. Clair, modified girls basketball. Ms. Sherry Westcott, varsity bowling. Mr. Peter Paul, varsity indoor track. Ms. Nicole Egan and Mrs. Megan Roselle. That's actually Mrs. Megan Boulay now, yeah.
Oh.
For varsity cheerleading. And then we have some volunteer coaching assignments as well. We have volunteer cheerleading, Ms. Brianna Gates. Mr. Richard Gould, volunteer modified girls basketball. Mr. John St. Clair, volunteer modified girls basketball, and Ms. Dina St. Clair, volunteer JV varsity girls basketball. You have a motion for those?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion?
Yes, one generic comment, and I know we're working to fix this, but you know, we got these coaches here, we're letting them know they're approved in October. The season starts in November. A lot of them have been active already coaching in summer programs. Mm-hmm. We kind of owe it to the kids and the coaches to let them know well in advance. And I know we're working to maybe fix that. Keith Redmond's talked about it as well.
Yeah, we've actually chatted about this a couple times now. And our intent is to get our coaches appointed over the probably at the end of this school year for the entire next year. So that
exactly.
We've got these things in place.
And maybe the fall. Guys, yeah. Earlier in April.
Yeah, so that's our plan at this point. You know, what we did was follow the practice that's been in place right. For the district.
Right.
You know, we're recognizing that it's not working. We're going to make sure we're changing that so that it works for the students and the coaches.
Okay, that's great.
It'll also help out with the concern about fingerprint clearance. You know,
exactly.
The only thing that we lose there is, you know, something should come up throughout the course of the year and somebody, you know, can't coach
right.
Or chooses not to coach. We might be back in the fingerprint clearance issue at the last minute,
sure.
But... You know, we can cross that bridge when we get to it.
Right.
Anything else? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A motion to approve the board minutes from the September 18th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on the minutes?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the CSE CPSE minutes from August 30, 2017. Do you have a motion? Mr. Dudley.
Okay.
Seconded by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building usage requests. Motion to approve building usage requests as follows. Ms. Amanda Heckman requested to use a junior senior high school cafeteria on January 20th for Girl Scouts of Northeastern New York. Ms. Chloe Harris and Ms. Christina Wilson requesting use of the junior senior high school auditorium for purposes of American Red Cross blood drive. That is on January 4th of 2018. Ms. Pamela Hobus is requesting use of the following for dance recitals. May 7th and 8th, the junior senior high school auditorium, lobby, sound, lights, booth, and equipment from 3:30 to 9, as well as on May 10th from 3:30 to 10:30 p.m., and then on the 11th and the 12th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Mr. Gary Hart is requesting UC Elementary School auditorium, locker rooms, cafeteria, and gym on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from September 21st, 2017 to approximately the third week in May 2018 from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for Taekwondo classes. Ms. Carrie Rivett and Beth Bush are requesting any room with tables at the elementary school on October 19th, 2017 for Cub Scout signups. And Mr. Jim Lafayette and Andrea Mistretta are requesting to use the junior senior high auditorium on December 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the American Legion County Oratorical Contest. A motion to approve those building use requests.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let's see. Items of information, fiduciary training. Do we have folks that need to go to that this year?
We do, and we have one that's already signed up. I know that one can't make it this time, and another, I'm not sure. Are you going to be able to go this time?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so I'll sign you up then? Okay.
You got me right, Kim?
Yes, right. I do. But please take this sheet with you that has the directions. If you punch it into the GPS, I'm told it takes you to a different place.
Is that the Gick Road thing?
Yes, it is on Gick Road.
Gick Road's strange.
It is very strange.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure you get to the right place.
We were there for the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sold that, yeah?
I don't know about that. I might get lost immediately.
We are down to
fiduciary training. Really exciting.
And we're down to visitor comments. If anyone has any questions or comments on our agenda items for tonight.
I have a comment, Mr. Barber.
Yes.
On behalf of the White Hall Teachers Association, we'd like to give this gift and thank you for your time and dedication to our district and our community. So we have a little gift for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And they're being personalized.
Yeah.
So I have to walk around the table.
She served cake on the way in.
Yeah, and it is Board Appreciation Month, and you'll notice in front of you you've got some gifts from the district and a delicious cake.
Is this the Seven Night Cruise again?
It falls under the maximum $50 gift that you're allowed to see.
The screen's not down. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, pardon me. Those are
nice
cards.
Megan and Ben, come on.
You know, I like it.
They're Reynolds's.
You did?
That's a great card.
No.
Appreciate the program.
Thank you.
That cuts those out.
Isn't it cool, though? I'm so glad I had
pretty cool, huh?
Technology.
Oh, close like a bomb.
That is cute.
Great. Do we have any other comments before we adjourn?
Yes, you got it.
As you can see, some of us are sitting here with these lovely neon yellow or green shirts. We had our first annual color run on Saturday. Very well attended, a huge success. Over 150 members, you know, people signed up to run, walk, chase each other. It was just a ton of fun. We're going to present a picture so they get it on the camera or the TV out in the lobby. Plan to do it again next year. Mrs. Waters ran. I can't say enough good about it. DJ Burby did our announcing and he was phenomenal. Didn't charge us anything. We had things for sale, food, water. We presented water and apple at the end of the run, you know, to hydrate and, you know, nourish them. So we just hope for a bigger and better turnout next year and hope to see you all there as well. On a second note, I too, on behalf of the Whitehall PTA, would like to present the board with a token of our appreciation.
It's a load of the truck.
Not as fancy as Robin's, but you'll certainly fill your bellies.
I can't hear you. I know nothing.
Are there any other comments from the public? Questions?
Let them eat cake.
Yeah. Yes, let's please everyone get some cake before you leave. I need a motion to adjourn.
Thank you so much.
So moved.
Second by Mr. Rock. Second by Mr. Ogden. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.